Seattle poet Myrna Ann Hecht says Americans concerned about allowing more refugees into the country are really worried about what they as Americans have to lose. She wants to change the conversation to reflect what refugees have to give. Hecht has been working with teenage refugees at Foster High School in Tukwila, Washington, helping them write poetry in their new adopted language. Amy Raydell from Here and Now contributor KUOW has our story.
In the Tukwila, Washington school district, more than 80% of the students are immigrants and refugees. This suburban Seattle community is acutely aware of the larger debate over allowing refugees to enter the U.S. The students at Foster High School recently posed for a photo in which they spelled the words "refugees welcome" in multiple languages.
Since the rhetoric has been full of such hatred and fear, I have definitely felt more anxiety and restlessness in the classroom.
For the past 6 years, poet Myrna Ann Hecht has teamed up with a classroom teacher to write poetry with these students. She says it's the deepest way for them to explain what they left behind. This year, their poems are being published by a local press. The students are getting their first glimpse of the book's illustrated cover. Our table of memories is a celebration of food across the miles. It's full of poems students have written about the meals they remember and the people who made them. Hecht says the theme of food turned out to be a meaningful one.
But I had no idea how deep and intimate, I should have known, but I didn't, the connection of food to country, to culture, to grandparents, to gardens, to festivals would be.
But food for these students is also about loss. So Hecht says there's a darker side to the poems, too.
Scarcity, hunger, food rationing in refugee camps, the consequences of war on enough to eat or not enough to eat.
Malak Abdallah is 19 years old. In her poem, My Father's Kitchen, she describes the saffron and tamarind in her father's cooking as she reads aloud in class.
I can feel the love of my father's hand. I can feel his hard work.
And also the tenderness in his manner as he made fish for her.
I wrote the poem about my father. My father was Yemeni. So when he passed away, I missed everything that he used to cook. So that's why I wrote that poem.
Abdallah's father died 2 years ago, the same year she came to Seattle with her mother. And she tells me a story about the reaction she got when she wore her hijab in public.
When I came here first, I went to downtown, and some old man was talking bad stuff about Muslim, and he says that we are all terrorists, and he tried to pull out my hijab.
What did you do?
Nothing, but the police cop was around the place, and he saved me.
Were you scared?
So much. And that time I didn't know any English. I couldn't protect myself.
Abdallah says that scare was an isolated incident. These days, her English is great. And in the melting pot of an American high school, she says most of her friends are Asian. She wants to be a dentist when she grows up.
Everyone that I met in the United States was so friendly. People in here, they want to know us. They are so interested to know us and know about our stories.
One of Abdallah's classmates is 14-year-old Abdirahman Abdi. He came from Somalia after several years in a refugee camp near the Kenyan border. In his poem, Abdi writes about arriving at the camp where he says the food tasted of bitterness.
They gave us what I like to call a jail food because we weren't used to it and then our little sisters and brothers would eat it.
In the poem, The Food of My Country, his mother's dedication to cooking traditional Somalian food in the camp and here in the U.S. becomes heroic.
In America, we still cook our Somalian food. It travels with us wherever we go. It's the taste of home.
Poet Myrna Ann Hecht says her students often find American supermarkets very strange. In their poems, they describe fresh herbs, garden produce, and living with animals before they're eaten.
So these young poets, without knowing it, have managed to celebrate what the earth gives us through their gardens and their heritage of living so close to the earth. And that makes the book really special.
The book is called Our Table of Memories, and of course, it contains recipes. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Radel in Seattle.